2012年福州市初中毕业会考，高级中等学校招生考试。一，听句子，选择与句意相符的图，每小题读一遍。
1. Smoking is bad for your health.
2. I want to be a teacher when I grow up.
3. If you park your car here, you will get a fine.
4. Lily often plays the piano in her free time.
5. My mother bought some bananas in the supermarket yesterday.
2. 听句子，选择恰当的答语，每小题读一遍。
6. I'm sorry for keeping you waiting for long.
7. How is the weather in Fuzhou in summer?
8. Excuse me, would you mind my using your ruler?
9. Hi, Judy. You look beautiful in the pink dress.
10. Tom, what does your new friend look like?
3. 听对话，选择正确的答案，每段对话读两遍。听第一段对话，完成第11小题。
I usually walk to school. What about you, Peter?
I usually take a bus, but sometimes I go by bike.
I usually walk to school. What about you, Peter?
I usually take a bus, but sometimes I go by bike.
听第二段对话，完成第12小题。
Our school sports meeting is coming. Michael, which sport will you take part in?
I want to be in the boys' 100-meter race.And you?
I'll take part in the high jump.
Great! Let's practice together.
Our school sports meeting is coming. Michael, which sport will you take part in?
I want to be in the boys' 100-meter race. And you?
I'll take part in the high jump.
Great! Let's practice together.
听第三段对话，完成第13小题。
Hi, Miss Lin. How often do you clean your room?
I do that every Wednesday and Saturday. How about you?
Only once a week. You know, I'm so busy. Hi, Miss Lin. How often do you clean your room?
I do that every Wednesday and Saturday. How about you?
Only once a week. You know, I'm so busy.
听第四段对话，完成第十四至十五小题。
John, what would you like for breakfast tomorrow?
Some bread and a glass of milk.
Don't you want an egg?
Mom, I don't feel like eating eggs these days.
Well, bread and milk for you. Have a nice dream, dear.
Thank you, Mom. Good night.
John, what would you like for breakfast tomorrow?
Some bread and a glass of milk.
Don't you want an egg?
Mom, I don't feel like eating eggs these days.
Well, bread and milk for you. Have a nice dream, dear.
Thank you, Mom. Good night.
听第五段对话，完成第十六至十七小题。
Good morning, David. Can I help you?
Good morning, Miss Yang. May I borrow the book Harry Potter?
Sure, I'll get it for you. Here you are.
Thank you. How long can I keep it?
2 weeks. Don't forget to return it on time.
Sure, I won't.
Good morning, David. Can I help you?
Good morning, Miss Yang. May I borrow the book Harry Potter?
Sure, I'll get it for you. Here you are.
Thank you. How long can I keep it?
2 weeks. Don't forget to return it on time.
Sure, I won't.
听第六段对话，完成第十八至二十小题。
Good afternoon, Sunshine Hotel. What can I do for you?
Good afternoon. This is Bob. I'd like to book a standard room.
Okay. When will you need it?
From June 21st to 23rd, 2 nights.
All right. A standard room, 2 nights, from June 21st to 23rd.
Right. How much is a standard room?
120 yuan each night. Is it okay?
No problem.
Could I have your phone number, please?
Certainly. My phone number is 8235-9678.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Sunshine Hotel. What can I do for you?
Good afternoon. This is Bob. I'd like to book a standard room.
Okay. When will you need it?
From June 21st to 23rd, 2 nights.
All right. A standard room, 2 nights, from June 21st to 23rd.
Right. How much is a standard room?
120 yuan each night. Is it okay?
No problem.
Could I have your phone number, please?
Certainly. My phone number is 8235-9678.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Susan is an American schoolgirl. She is now in Beijing with her parents. Susan doesn't know Chinese, but she is trying to learn and speak it. She often tries to speak Chinese with her Chinese friends. Sometimes they don't understand her because she can't speak Chinese well. Last Sunday morning, Susan wanted to go to the zoo to see the elephants and monkeys, but she didn't know how to get there. She stopped a Chinese boy in the street and asked him the way, but the boy couldn't understand her. Susan looked worried. She thought for a moment. Then she found a way to make herself understood. She took out a pen and a piece of paper. She drew an elephant on the paper and showed the picture to the boy. The boy looked at the picture carefully. He smiled and then showed Susan the way to the zoo. Susan is an American schoolgirl. She is now in Beijing with her parents. Susan doesn't know Chinese, but she is trying to learn and speak it. She often tries to speak Chinese with her Chinese friends. Sometimes they don't understand her because she can't speak Chinese well. Last Sunday morning, Susan wanted to go to the zoo to see the elephants and monkeys, but she didn't know how to get there. She stopped a Chinese boy in the street and asked him the way, but the boy couldn't understand her. Susan looked worried. She thought for a moment. Then she found a way to make herself understood. She took out a pen and a piece of paper. She drew an elephant on the paper and showed the picture to the boy. The boy looked at the picture carefully. He smiled and then showed Susan the way to the zoo.
听短文，完成下面表格，每空一词，短文读两遍。
The 2012 London Olympic Games is coming closer and closer. On May the 5th, exactly 2012 hours before the beginning of the Games, the Olympic Stadium was formally opened. A 9-year-old girl pressed the button to open the stadium, together with the chairman of the London Olympic Committee. About 40,000 people watched the opening. The stadium lies in the center of the Olympic Park. It is large enough to provide seats for 80,000 people, and it will host the opening and closing ceremonies of the London Olympics. The 2012 London Olympic Games is coming closer and closer. On May the 5th, exactly 2012 hours before the beginning of the Games, the Olympic Stadium was formally opened. A 9-year-old girl pressed the button to open the stadium, together with the chairman of the London Olympic Committee. About 40,000 people watched the opening. The stadium lies in the center of the Olympic Park. It is large enough to provide seats for 80,000 people, and it will host the opening and closing ceremonies of the London Olympics.